Okay, we're going to turn to London, joined by Islamic Human Rights Commission member, Mr. Masood Shanjare. Thank you so much for being with us, Mr. Shanjare. Why do you think that we are seeing more and more Iranian stations being taken off the air, especially recently?
Well, from the time of the 2 years ago, the conflict in Gaza, it was very clear that the real only alternative to the Western media propaganda was the press TV and indeed some of the Iranian channels. And it was a number of programs and studies that was done, and the popularity of press TV was shooting up, and people from all sorts of backgrounds were watching press TV for real alternative opinion. And from that time, the West started recognizing the danger of this and started putting in place mechanisms to stop press TV and indeed beyond that, other channels. And through the WikiLeaks, we see how United States was asking Britain to shut press TV down. And eventually, we saw manipulation of the legislations and the processes, and indeed they managed to first take it off the Sky platform, and then took it off from satellite sort of broadcasting, and then other channels followed. This is why this is the reason for this is very clear. The West doesn't want to have any alternative voice.
Well, Mr. Shanjare, let me just jump in here. We're limited in time, but we're talking about if you want to call it mainstream media, we're talking about so many stations and such high budgets. Are they really that threatened or intimidated, whichever word you want to use, by Iranian stations such as Press TV in English?
Well, I mean, one would have thought that they shouldn't be, but the reality is they do. I mean, all the evidence clearly highlights that they do, because they don't want to have any alternative voices. And, you know, first what they do, they try to put pressure and they try to change the angle of those channels. And then, you know, if they can't do that physically, they shut them up. It's ironic that the West always talks about freedom of expression, but it seems that that freedom of expression has got only allowed within the certain parameters. And anything out of that, anyone that actually highlights the truth and brings the real alternative will be shut down.
Mr. Shanjare, we've even seen stations such as iFilm, which, of course, is a movie channel that they have blocked. It seems that the hostility towards Tehran has reached a new level.
Absolutely. They really don't want, they really are determined to close any avenues. I mean, you know, look at the other arenas, you know, like the way that sanctions, you know, sanction doesn't mean only against the banks, but sanction has been against most needed medicine by the most deprived sections of community. So, you know, they're so petty in the way that they are combating Iran, and everything is associated with it. And in some ways, it's really amazing, it's mind-boggling to what extent they're willing to go just to isolate and try to remove any sort of opinion from Iran going anywhere in the world.
All right, indeed. Well, thank you so much for being with us out of London. Islamic Human Rights Commission, Mr. Masood Shanjare.